sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
That's all I ask is to get a little common sense in today's very complicated world. That's why I bring in a couple of guys, Charles Walshine. He happens to be a foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, Walshine Legal. .com, the great Stephen Schwartz, businessman aficionado, entrepreneur, MrDouble.com, home of the great hoodies, no shirts, ladies and gentlemen. As we say, a very good morning to the smart guys, Charles and Steve. Guys, how are you today? How you feeling?
Doing great, Jay. Martin Luther King weekend. I had a dream, but General McCarthy didn't have a dream. I'll tell you that. Mike McCarthy, head coach of Dallas Cowboys, let me tell you something. He looked like a turd out there. That last play, when he could have thrown two Hail Marys, instead he watched the clock run out. Boy, I would not want him to be my general. I'll tell you that. That's not a good look. Also, you had Mayor Eric Adams. Let's take a look at this guy. What a whirlwind this guy is. He's on Saturday Night Live. You know, they've got a new character playing him now. He goes to Madison Square Garden for the Knick game, the Martin Luther King venue, afternoon venue. He shows up there. He gives a speech. They hand him the mic. I mean, this guy is like Celebrity City. I mean, this guy's forget about being the mayor. He might not do anything for the mayor, but he is like the Hulk Hogan of mayor. Yeah, I eat my vitamins. I stay strong, and then I take on New York. I mean, this is our mayor. Wow, we got a little pump going. He brings a little something to the game. I don't know if he's going to accomplish anything, but he sure got the flair. And then you go from mayor to potential, and I say potential, possible governor to be, Andrew Giuliani. Okay, goes and he's outside and he gets hit with a flower pot trying to break up a fight near Penn Station. Wow, what a weekend. You can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. Welcome to our city. And now I bring you, and I ask the question that the world wants to know. Charles Walshine, how are you doing?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
Okay.
As usual.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go here. You know, Schwartz.
Hold on, wait. Jay, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Is it not true? And by the way, we have a very big announcement. The smart guys are going to be going to television soon. It's just a matter of time. Okay?
Wow.
I'm just telling you, we made the deal. So, but we have to start a GoFundMe page. We have to start. They said, all of you guys, we're not young, right? We're not exactly the handsomest guys in the world. But we have to start a GoFundMe page because otherwise, they said Oliver's got to wear a bag over his head because he keeps breaking the equipment. They had to go. They went through six cameras for the two pilots we did. So we're starting a GoFundMe page for plastic surgery for Jay Oliver. Okay.
You know the jealousy.
So hold on a second. You got to give the money. Hold. It goes. It's like this. Smart guys hashtag face for radio. Okay. Go to the GoFundMe page. Anything will be. 50 cents, 25 cents, $5. We have a certain threshold we have to meet. We don't need a grizz. He's not a young guy. He's not trying to get married or anything. We just need some, you know, minor repairs. You know, like,
but
you know,
what's your question to Jay? Don't you have a question?
You know, it's amazing because, you know, I keep hearing this, and jealousy is just taking you to another level.
Face for radio hashtag, okay? Just everybody.
My goodness.
Whatever you have. Lunch money. Kids, give you lunch money. yes. By the way, we're asking, you know, this guy Giuliani, right? This is probably the second funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. The whole flower pot. Isn't it true, Jay, that you were also hit in the face with a flower pot?
That is not true. But isn't it true that when I see you next time, you will be hit in the face squarely? That is a possibility from a very, very well-known prognosticator,
lunch,
by the way.
Lunch money. Lunch money, kids. Face.
All right, let's get into a couple of things.
Face radio.
Now that we have turned off half the audience with Walshine's usual diatribe, you know, I couldn't help... I couldn't help but think the Senate delegation, Mr. Walshine, heading over to Ukraine to state the case of trying to quell the tensions between Ukraine and Russia, you know, 100,000 troops on the border. And, you know, just hearing Dick Blumenthal yesterday, I mean, that could calm the waters anytime, you know. I mean, listen, when you have a president who has failed on every front as far as foreign policy, I mean, what else could you possibly be doing there? And that's why the likes of he, Chris Murphy, and others, they got to do everything they can to try and quell the tensions, because this president has failed on every facet of trying to maintain relationships this is a guy who was the foreign policy guru over his brilliant 50-year career. So here goes Dick Blumenthal and Chris Murphy and company. And you know what? Head to Ukraine. Let's try and call off the war. Let's try and call off the war that could happen at any moment here because of discussions yesterday. That looked really good yesterday. Go ahead, sir.
Jay, listen. If you were watching closely, if you had an eye for detail, as clearly you do not, when they got off the plane, you saw Senator Blumenthal carrying a shopping bag, right? A Brooks Brothers shopping bag. You know what was in that shopping bag?
Omsk?
No. A brand new cowl neck, white, pure Shetland wool, white cowl neck, cable knit sweater. The same one, very similar. We don't know it's the same one, that was stained and stolen with borscht by Igor's dry cleaning. Because we heard it last week. Well, Putin was on last week. He explained the whole thing. So maybe that's what not everything is about territory and money. Sometimes, you know, these wars start over bad sentiment. So you know something? Let's give the new sweater a chance to work. There might be a pullback yet. He's getting his new sweater. Without a borscht stain on it, okay? Let's see. Maybe Biden is a foreign policy genius after all. Don't read too much into this.
And I'm trying to make to Charles in his stained sweater is the fact that the leader of the free world, so-called leader of the free world, does not represent himself in any way as far as being some sort of a deterrent in the mindset of Vladimir Putin at this point in time. I mean, listen, if you're Putin and you have witnessed over the last year, you know, everything involved, you've seen a crisis in Afghanistan. You have seen the pressures of China toward Taiwan. You have seen a military confrontation between Israel and Iran. You've seen a surge in refugees and asylum seekers. We have seen a resurgence of North Korea as far as their long-range ballistic missile testing. Do I need to go on here as far as witnessing all between here? Thus the did I forget the cyber attacks as far as the infrastructure is concerned on this country right here? Or the possible terrorism that right now is brewing because of the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan in August? Do I have cited enough reasons of why possibly Putin doesn't think very highly of Joe Biden and all his threats? I don't know. What do you think from yesterday with the contingent over there?
This is a problem. I mean, this is a real problem. I mean, you could see this. You know, I saw it, you know, 6 or 8 months ago. I was yelling, you know, leadership, leadership, leadership all along. But then I said, listen, it's international leadership that we're going to really be holding our breath on here. And, you know, he is, you know, I got to believe someone else is calling the shots. I got to believe that there's a whole nother government behind Joe Biden and that he's got to be propped up. And does that mean that Joe Biden, his wife, is making these decisions? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I have no confidence in Joe Biden every time he opens up his mouth right now. And when he talks about Russia and he talks about anything international at this point, it is a very, very scary time for our country. You know, we could maybe make a little light of this, But, you know, this could really blow into something that we want no part of. And, again, you know, you could joke all day long and about my line, leadership, which I probably inherited from you, Jay. But we both speak the same language when it comes down to leadership. And there is no leadership. And when he does his little act of like, we know how to do this, we've done it, we'll take him in the back, we'll give him an old-fashioned whooping, don't mess with America, this and that, and there's nothing behind it, it's even more scarier. So the tough guy routine, really, with nothing behind it, I really pray to God that Charlie is right. That this is really over a white sweater, and there was a stain on the white sweater. I mean, that would make me feel a lot better than the reality of the situation. So when Charlie did have Putin on last week, actually Putin made more sense than what Joe Biden has done in the last 6 months internationally. So, Jay, I'm with you. I mean, hold our breath. You have the countdown. You have a certain countdown of how many months are left in the Biden reign. Do we have a number on that? Is it 31 months left? 33 months?
Let me in here.
Whatever it is, it can't go fast enough. I'll tell you that.
You both will.
My goodness. Well, you know what? We do have some hope. We do have some hope with midterms coming up. We do have some hopes. And that's the only thing. You know, you could change the course of mighty rivers by getting out and voting and, you know, making change. That's how you do it. You saw it this past November the 2nd. Walshine, go ahead.
Well, I just want to set the record straight on Ukraine. I'm going to say this with all seriousness. The first and last sanction that we're going to impose on Russia is we're going to exclude them from the SWIFT system. You know what the SWIFT system is? Okay? Because I know you do so much reading about this. You know what the SWIFT system is?
Well, I do, but that wasn't in the New York Post over the last couple of weeks. But go ahead.
It's already cast in stone. The SWIFT system is the system that all banks use to move money in between them. The minute he takes military action, he is every currency that Russia has becomes locked inside a bank. They will be out of business, which means he will be out of business. Russia will be eating pretty much beets and cabbage soup until they stop whatever it is they're doing, because they're not going to be able to move any money. They're not going to be able to sell any oil. They're going to be bad. It's like literally, it's the equivalent of blasting somebody back to the Stone Age. We're not going to have to fire a shot. Number two, when we gave Ukraine, when they were truly independent, we gave them an opportunity to clean up their ridiculously, horribly corrupt government. And let me tell you something. You couldn't, you know, Ukraine makes Jersey City look like a walk in the park. Looks like a clean operation. Is it like they are like the Sopranos over there? Okay, we gave them an opportunity to clean themselves up so they could join NATO. They wouldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They're just as corrupt as Belarus, which is horribly, horribly. It's like a gangster organization. So we're going to send American kids there to support them? Don't think so. What we're going to do is we're going to punish Putin, let him do whatever he wants. It might even be a good thing if he took over Ukraine, because it won't matter. Because they're not our friends. They'll never be our friends. They've never been our friends. All they are is the enemy of our enemy, pal. You might as well understand that. So your little diatribe about Biden,
you're telling me that Putin doesn't have a plan B. You're saying that Putin, who's probably the smartest guy in the world, is just going to roll on in and understand what you just said and just be out of business.
You really think that's the mindset of Vladimir Putin? You think that's going to intimidate him? You don't think when he sees the flimsy flip-flopper sitting in the Oval Office right now, you think that that's going to kind of hold him back?
Jay,
as far as all the sanction talk and everything else? You really believe that? After all that I have, as I have stated to you of what has transpired over the last 12 and a half months, as far as this flimsy weakness.
Bring an apple to the table next time you're going to come in with stuff.
Sitting on sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You really think that?
You an apple.
You guys need an education. You can't.
You really think that?
In front of your face, which, by the way, for Jay is a very difficult thing. But go ahead.
You really think that, though? You really think that? That sanctioning him from an economic standpoint is going to hold him back? You think he's going to dismiss 100,000 trophies?
He's going to do what he's going to do anyway. He's on his last leg over there, pal.
Come on.
He's on his last leg.
National leaders
don't do this. There's a reason he's doing this. War is the last resort. And by the way, if you ever read a book, I'll tell you what, I'll give you one weekend reading. Nice weekend. Read von Clausewitz on war. It'll explain everything.
Listen,
you understand the Russian mind.
The pattern of activity from the White House has dictated nothing to the likes of Vladimir Putin. Has it done anything as far as Kim over in North Korea? They still firing missiles left and right? What about Xi?
He hasn't attacked anybody.
How's Xi going about his business with Taiwan?
It's a lot of rattling.
Is he backed off?
These guys are
Is he backed off? Is he throwing missiles out there too, testing missiles, hypersonic missiles?
Yeah, my neighbor lights off firecrackers.
Give me a break.
Every Saturday
Give me a break.
Big deal.
It is about leadership. It is about leadership, okay?
Yeah.
That's what these guys don't sense in this country anymore. As far as the weakness, that is the sensor they have. They know there is weakness. And that's why they are flexing muscles all over the world, not just Putin, all over. All over the world.
I would not underestimate Putin. I will tell you that right now. I would not underestimate him and just read a book and say, all right, well, this happened,
right,
so I guess this is
so
what's happening.
Tell us, please.
You know, so you're going to read a book and you're going to sit
what
there and,
tell us,
and
please,
educate
what
us.
What would you do?
How many
Americans do you want to send to die there? How many would you like to sacrifice for that corrupt endgame of a country? How many Americans would you like to sacrifice?
And the answer is zero. The answer
okay,
is zero.
There you go.
I do think you did make sense at the end of your thought when you were sitting there saying, you know, Ukraine's really not really a friend of ours. You know, and how much are we really putting on this?
The problem here is
that you've got a president of the United States that's being looked upon by the whole world. By the whole world.
You know,
the whole world is looking.
Have you heard anything from anybody?
You don't think there's a bigger problem in China? You don't think that all these third world countries with any kind of nuclear ambition are not sitting there looking at this?
You guys are making my ears hurt. You're so both of you. So
here's
stupid.
The thing.
It's not even funny.
Ukraine is a friend. I just want to correct you, Steve. Ukraine is a friend to the guy sitting in the White House. It's been his piggy bank forever. Him and son Hunter. Remember
there
the profitability
go.
Of it all way back. So let's not discount Ukraine and all of this stuff. All right, let's get to topic number two. Charles, U.S. Senate today, they're going to take up the voting rights legislation a day after the family of Martin Luther King Jr. sought to kind of position the holiday as kind of a springboard voting rights discussions and everything else. So here we go. But again, you know, you've got the Manchin cinema factor. They have made it very clear that they are against changing any of the rules to clear the way for voting legislation to pass with a simple majority. The president has had plenty of conversations with Joe Manchin and Sinema, okay? Plenty of conversations with Kirsten and Joe to no avail. He has said previously that he doesn't know if his party will be able to kind of unify in time. The question is, where does this go as far as everything involved here? There are plenty of flaws in this. We know plenty of flaws. Where does this thing go? They're not letting up on it. Chuck Schumer out yesterday. He's not. Where do they go with this stuff?
Eventually, we're going to see a repeat of 1963, 64, 65 over the next 10 years. Where we put ourselves back, I would say, to about 1958, 59. You're going to see people who want to vote not being really able to vote. You see some of these places are going to get really, really bad in terms of being able to, like, having access to a polling place. They're setting up gerrymandering, which, by the way, it's nothing new, and that's what the Voting Rights Act of 1964 was all about. Or 765, I'm sorry, of 1965. That was what it was all about, to stop gerrymandering. It gave federal courts the power to review what states did in terms of drawing district lines. That's what it gave them the power to do. And every Congress since has unanimously voted until 2 years ago, has voted to renew it. That means unanimously, Republicans, Democrats alike. Last time it came up, 2005. Next time it came up was 2020. It was partisan. It didn't pass. That's why you see the states doing all that they're doing now, because now there is no more this federal district court review of the way they draw their lines. And it's a state-by-state basis. So now they're going to go back to doing exactly what they were doing during Jim Crow. If they say you can vote, it just ain't going to matter. So now we have a completely different scenario. It's going to be murder in the United States. You're going to see us going backwards. We made a ton of progress. Now we're going backwards. And this isn't so much black and white. It's really not a civil rights issue. It's a political power issue. Because it wouldn't make a difference if the people who were having the lines drawn against them were purple or green or whatever. All they know is that these people who live here vote this way, and the people who vote there vote that way. Democrat, Republican, sometimes race. It goes by race, sometimes it goes by economic class. Who the hell knows? But we're going backwards. And we're going to see, hopefully, something good come out of all this.
I've said all along this is a power grab without question. It's designed to let these unelected bureaucrats strike down laws that were enacted, democratically elected legislatures in the states. So, in essence, it's about the grab. And listen, Chuck Schumer, if you go back to 05, he did a reversal because it's his party. He wants it, ousted as far as that 60-vote threshold and the filibuster and everything else. It's all about a power grab. It's all about a party affiliation. That's it. I mean, there is more scrutinization going on right now trying to get into a concert and show your vax card, crying out loud. So, in essence, what are we talking about here? And references, just silly references last week with Joe and Kamala down in Atlanta, just nonsensical stuff. I mean, it goes on and on. If you listen to Nancy Pelosi, and who can anymore? Yesterday's signing stuff. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we are doing here in this country here. But to me, it's nothing more than a power grab. That's all it is. Strictly a power grab. What's your thinking here?
Total power grab. And we got to get power back to the people. And, Charlie laid it out perfect, actually. Charlie laid it out good. You just got to hope that something good comes out of this, because this is really, really Civil War dangerous stuff. This is really bad stuff that's right on our front porch. And I never thought I'd see the day where people would be so, passionate about one side or the other, or how to do it, when I think, hopefully common sense will prevail, and that the middle ground, and the ideas that, everyone's vote should count, and everyone's vote has to count in order for us to have a country the way we want to have a country and still be the best country in the world. So this is something like when you talk about the Schumers, the Pelosis, and all this really, really bad leadership on both sides, by the way, on both sides. The Trump take on, everything in between. It really comes down to is, power of the people. People got to get this right. And Charlie laid it out perfectly. I'm with Charlie on this.
Charlie, you're getting accolades today. My goodness. First time, long time. My goodness.
Well, you know, Schwartz, I told Schwartz last week to do homework, and he actually did it. Unlike you, who's still, you know, you're still on your hand. I hate everything Biden agenda.
Give me something that he has done well. Has he unified the country? I mean, that's what he campaigned. Has he unified the country, Charles? Seriously, has he unified the country at all?
He hasn't called. Has he? Answer yes or no.
Can you answer the question, sir?
Has he unified the United States of America?
Yes or no?
He hasn't deprecated all.
Has he unified it?
Including the Justice Department.
Has he unified the country?
CIA, the State Department.
Can you answer the question? Can you answer the question? Yes or no? This is all I want is a yes or no answer.
Still here.
Has he unified the country?
What would you have liked him to do differently?
No, wait a minute now. I'm asking you the question.
You have offered not a single solution.
I'm asking you the question. Has he unified the United States of America
I think he's doing
in
fine.
His tenure?
What has he done?
Has he unified the country, sir?
He's trying to bring us... Yes, he has unified the country?
He's
better than the other guy.
The answer is no. Thank you. So, in essence, for the last 98 seconds of asking that question and you dancing, what you're trying to say is he has not. And I appreciate your honesty. We'll take a quick break.
The question. Jay, he answered the question. He did answer.
Yes or no? What did he answer?
He's better than the other guy. And
I'm not asking that question.
He is better than the other guy.
Has Joe Biden unified the country? Yes or no?
Unfortunately, we had to clean up a lot of dirty laundry that the other guy had left. Okay?
Thank you, Charlie. Bring in the other guy.
Charlie, why is it? Why is it when you cite the issues of Joe Biden, the previous guy's name is always brought up? Why is that?
Because the other guy almost ruined the country. The other guy took us to a place we've never been to before.
This guy was a dictator. A simple question was asked if Joe Biden has unified this country. The answer is obviously no. He has not.
Then have a dictator.
He has not unified the country.
I love you.
Okay. Honesty is the best policy. When you ask a question, let me ask you a question in an honest way, expect an honest answer instead of dancing around it. He has not unified this country in any fashion.
Let me ask you one question. Answer me one question, okay?
You want me to dance around like you just did? Go ahead.
No, quickly, because
I got to get to the water and I got to guess. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Sixth to seventh inning relief for the Mets. Pettifro as the righty. And Anderson is the lefty? Do you agree with that? And get rid of Mangi. Trade Mangi. Mets middle relief. What's Mets middle relief looking like this spring? Starting in a couple of weeks. Come on. Give us the answer.
28 minutes past. Amanda, give me a drum roll, please.
What do we do with Benefro? Benefro, do we trade him, keep him, middle relief? Do we move into the eighth inning?
I'm begging you. Give me a drum roll. Begging you. Thank you.
I think he's an eighth inning guy.
Each and every week, ladies and gentlemen, we give out a very special award. It's called the Bronze 30 Award for those who have stepped in it. And there have been plenty of instances as far as the past nominees. Stephen with AOC, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman. Charles with Eric Adams. Yours truly with Alvin Bragg. Not even close. Manhattan's DA, Alvin Bragg, is the recipient. We will send it. We'll box up and everything else. Quickly, Stephen, may I have your selection for the upcoming?
So I'm going to do something different. The way to pick a turd is to pick a turd by their facial expression. Because usually a facial expression shows the face of a turd when you step in it. And without a doubt, General McCarthy, Mike McCarthy, a.k.a. Dallas Cowboy coach, when his quarterback could not get that clock stopped, and the referee banged into the whole offensive line, all right, and they scooted over as the referee calls the game and says, game over, and you see McCarthy's face, Coach McCarthy, he is my turd of the week. I have never seen a guy with so much fudge on his face from a facial point than the NFL's Dallas Cowboy head coach, Mike McCarthy. turn it
against the star, the Dallas Star, America's team. My goodness, Charles, quickly, my friend, your selection of the upcoming
Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Proud Boys, the guy who is probably single-handedly in touch with our ex-fearless leader Donald Trump to get 2,000, 1,000, how many of them were out there raiding the Capitol. This guy, he's got to go to jail. An example must be made of him, and they have to bring him to justice, because this guy, he's nothing but a two-bit revolutionary gun nut. And so it's Stuart Rhodes. Not at the top of the headlines, but you should read about him.
Okay, interesting there. I'm going to give mine kind of on an international flavor here with the China President Xi. You know, he has already calling out the World Economic Forum to discard this mentality and everything else. But the way they've kind of gone about their business and everything else, especially with Taiwan, the missiles, the latest stuff in the news, as far as the World Economic Forum, my nomination has to go into an international pool, and that of Xi of China. Guys, thanks so much. And by the way, you can vote on the LI News Radio Twitter page, LI News Radio, and give us what you think as far as what we're thinking here. Until next week, Steve, Charles, we'll talk again.
Thanks. Thanks, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
Appreciate it all. There you go.